If elected, John Liu would become New York City's first Chinese-American mayor. But his campaign suffered a major blow this week when the New York City Campaign Finance Board denied him $3 million in matching funds. The board cited irregularities relating to a federal trial that found two Liu campaign aides guilty of illegal fundraising. Liu himself was not accused of any wrongdoing. As WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports, New York's Chinese residents are debating what all this means for the future of a Chinese-American mayor in New York.
On a bustling corner in Flushing's Chinatown, the sidewalks are crowded with street vendors and men handing out flyers for massage parlors and restaurants. It's where many recent Chinese immigrants have settled and where John Liu's favorability remains high.
I like him. He's doing a great job for our Chinese community.
Jeanette Lin is a 30-year-old preschool teacher here. She says despite the allegations of illegal fundraising, it doesn't change her opinion of Liu.
I don't know how he was getting involved for those kind of things, but I will support him. Even though he was doing something, I will support him.
64-year-old Kate Tam says this week's ruling will only strengthen the community's resolve to get Liu elected.
I believe a lot of the community would try their best to raise funds for him. That is for sure.
She suspects the first Chinese-American candidate for mayor is being unfairly singled out.
If we say there is no racism, that is just kidding you, okay?
Across the city on Mott Street, in the heart of Manhattan's Chinatown, residents aren't so sure. Retired NYPD cop Monty Chan.
You're bypassing federal law to get funds. Doesn't look good for him, you know. You should be aware of the people behind him and what their practices are.
Down the street is the Lin Sing Association. They've been helping Chinese immigrants here since 1900. The senior advisor, Eddie Chu, calls John Liu a pioneer, but says Liu may have set the clock back for future Chinese politicians.
In the future, the Chinese for office, I think it take a long time to get another John Liu.
Chu says unlike other residents here, he doesn't support Chinese candidates just because they're Chinese.
Like last city council race here, Chinese and Korean. I endorse the Korean guy. I endorse the best candidate.
Chu's organization recently hosted an event for comptroller candidate Elliot Spitzer. It hasn't hosted one for Liu. Back in Flushing, at the Xinhua bookstore, a new poster of John Liu is taped to the front door. It's not campaign material exactly, but an advertisement for a new biography called John C. Liu for Mayor of New York City. It hit stores this week. Written in Chinese, it costs $18. Karen Yan works there and says she hasn't sold a single copy yet. Yan had high hopes for Liu, but not now.
Deep in my heart, it means a lot to us because you have somebody to stand out as your group. I wish if he become a mayor, but without all those bad things, it would be perfect.
After the campaign finance board's ruling, Liu defiantly charged that he's moving forward full steam ahead. Although he maintains a busy campaign schedule, Liu's polling in the single digits. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.